Mini episode 127 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 127 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our second look at the buy low, sell high players of the 2012 Major League Baseball season. A few weeks ago, we used Albert Pujols as an example of our philosophy over a 162-game season. As a matter of fact, if you didn't take our advice already, it's probably too late to acquire him at a halfway reasonable price. With very few exceptions, players will fit into a range that includes a realistic best-case scenario and a realistic worst-case scenario. When players are really riding high, they will end up having to tail off in order to fit into that spectrum, and when players are really struggling, the opposite is true. The fancy terms for this are regression to the mean and progression to the mean. In a moment, our buy low and sell high lists for June 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
Okay, let's start with our buy low list. Eric Hosmer, he's already starting to recover and can still have huge production down the stretch. Ricky Romero, he's been unlucky to this point of the season with a batting average against that is low for his whip and ERA. Edinson Volquez, see Ricky Romero. Tim Lincecum, he was on our list last time and our optimism still stands. He's missing bats but not stranding enough runners, and that dynamic, if maintained, will correct itself. And here's the sell high players. Derek Lowe, no strikeouts, and the whip is trying to send you a message. Andy Pettit, it's a classic get what you can while you can situation with him. Brian LaHare, he has the classic burden of proof about sustaining his success another time around the horn. Jed Lowry, if you want to believe that he's going to maintain a 20 home run pace with the protection in that lineup, then feel free to disregard this advice. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports. And be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.